Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting third. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and has Bartel trapped. There's the throw to Hack, who throws to Gerges, who tags Bartel for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Ott reaches second base with a double. Camporis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripple. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. O'Day scores. Gallen moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Reynolds scores. Demery moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lieber, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Demery scores. Collins scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie fields the ball and throws to Kaufman covering. Safe. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-1 in the game. Camporis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-1 in the game. Leslie hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Camporis moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-1 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Camporis scores. Ott moves to third. Ripple moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Mancuso moves to second. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camporis hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball towards center. Lieber settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lieber. Collins moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lee bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-2 in the game. Leslie hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripple. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camporas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-3 in the game. Leslie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camporas moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camporas scores. There goes Leslie trying to get to third. Demery throws the ball into Gerges, who relays the ball to Hack, who tags Leslie for the out. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Ott goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Jojo Moore pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Marte now playing center field. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.